my amazing RTK podcast family. How are y'all doing? Happy, happy week. This is going to be the greatest week ever. I really feel it. You know, I pastor a church right here in Fayetteville, Georgia. Nobody realizes that there's a Fayetteville, Georgia, but I pastor a church here in Fayetteville, Georgia, and we're in a series right now that's called If I Only ... or Only If I ... And it's talking about regrets, and it's talking about life, and we're talking about, I'm basically turning around things that you think is just ruined, things that you've walked through that's ruined your ever-loving life. And I am shifting your perspective to see that every single thing that's ever happened in your life was on purpose by a good, good father that is he's got plans to not waste nothing that you've walked through. A lot of times we waste it because we don't want to talk about it. We don't want to deal with it. We want to get angry about it. We want to stew about it. We want to ruin our life over it. And so today I want to talk about it. I want to talk about, man, are you mean? We're just going to get right on into it. Are you mean? Are you bratty? Is it your way or no way? You know, all of these things that I'm talking about in this podcast today, like even being mean, even not having friends. Like I hear people say all the time, I ain't got no friends. And it's because you're not a friend. Because friends are so necessary. You cannot do this life all by yourself. You know, even when I'm doing marriage counseling or I'm talking to couples that are really, you know, they've walked through a divorce or they're having marriage issues, y'all, most of the time, a big majority of the fail, the part that failed the marriage was, is that there was no outlet. Like they just smothered each other, and the wife expected the husband to be, you know, her girlfriend, listen to everything she had to say. They had no outlets. They had no friends outside of each other. And I just really believe that friendship is so important because you got to have a friend, man, that can push you and pray for you and believe in you. And so anyway, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about, I want to ask you as we're getting started today, do you have friends? You know, I remember whenever I was really walking through having to find Kim, and it was, you know, after my 18-year marriage ended and I was 36 years old and I was the mother of two kids and 7 and 9, Morgan and Lincoln, and I had no friends, none. Like if I would have died, nobody would have made a Facebook memorial page for me. If I would have died, nobody would have come to my funeral. And I was not a nice person. And I know most of the time that when we find ourselves in these places, it's really because of hurt. You know, nobody in this world just decides, I want to be mean. Nobody wants to be mean. There's just walls that we erect in our lives that keep blessings out, whether it's unforgiveness or betrayal that's just cut us to the core, you know, caused us to literally have mental anguish. So I want to ask you a few questions today in this podcast. And for all of you that do not know me, I am Real Talk Kim. You can find out all you want to know about me by going to my website, realtalkkim.com. I pastor a church right here in Atlanta, Georgia, Fayetteville, Georgia, to be exact, across from Whitewater High School called Limitless Church. I am a mentor. I am a coach. You can get in my mentorship program by going to innercircle.realtalkkim.com. Or for easier access to me, you can just download my free app to your phone. Just go to your Google Play Store, your Apple Store, look for Real Talk Kim, and boom, Everything will be on your phone about me. I send out 2 texts a day just to encourage you throughout the day. I don't bug you. I don't stalk you. I don't ask you for no money. I just am out here to love you back to life. And so I also have a YouTube channel that I put up incredible content of deliverance and healing. And of course, this podcast. Everything is Real Talk Kim. Just put in Real Talk Kim and I'll come up. So I want to ask you 2 questions today. I want to ask you, do you forgive easily? Do you forgive easily? You know, I've encountered people in my life that literally had probably more gifts in their little pinky fingernail than I had in my entire body. But yet, I've gone so much further than them in life. And it's because I am a quick forgiver. And these people never forgive anything. So do you forgive? Do you forgive easily? Are you a grudge holder? Are you a grudge holder? Do you give people the silent treatment? Y'all, these are sins. For starters, it is absolutely asinine, wrong for you to give silent treatments to people. It's like emotional abuse. It really is. When you just shut down and won't talk to somebody, it's called manipulation. Right? And all these characteristics do is ruin you. It don't ruin nobody else, because eventually what you do is you walk around blaming people for things they didn't do because you never forgave the people in your life that broke you. And so you're walking around bleeding on people that didn't cut you. Y'all, this used to be me. I never, ever talk about anything that I've not walked through myself. So I am qualified to talk about this. Y'all, I have seen these people literally never go anywhere in life because they hold on to crap. They never let go. And I was talking even in my inner circle last night, and I really challenged every night in my inner circle at 7 o'clock, Mondays and Tuesdays, I go live in our Facebook private page for our inner circle. And I just talk to them about real life stuff, and we really, I mean, their lives are changing. And so I asked them about, I said, are any of y'all brats on here? You would not believe the ones that were like, yeah, I'm a brat. I'm a brat times 10. So we really got into it, and one of the ladies has an incredible husband, and he is just the greatest man, just a good, good, kind man, hardworking man. But she's a brat. She's a brat. She admits she's a brat. She goes quiet. And really, when you go quiet on people, it's because you want to show them. I don't know what we're trying to do when we do that, but I used to be a punisher of being quiet. And now listen, the quickest way for me to be out of your life is for you to go silent on me. I am the type of person at 49 years old, honey. My problem is I will give you a bunch of chances, and I do talk to you a whole bunch about it and give you a chance to fix it. However, once I'm done, I'm done, and there's no going back. I'm just done. And so we were talking about her, and I said, you better stop, because this man ain't gonna put up with this forever. Like, she was married for 38 years to a horrific man, and she stayed with him for 38 years because of her children. And she finally had enough and left him after 38 years of abuse. And now she's got this incredible guy that loves the heck out of her. And she says, I go quiet. I can be a brat. And so the thing that I love about her is that we're very close. And I can talk to her, you know. Really, the inner circle, we're all so tight. We just talk about it. Like, I'll call you out, you know. And so he was listening last night when I was telling her, girl, you better stop. You're making this man pay for something your ex did for 38 years, and it ain't his fault. And it is not right. It's really a sin when you manipulate, you lie. She doesn't do any of these things now. She's really an awesome person. She just goes quiet. But I'm going over several things. It's just wrong that we do. I've had people in my life do it, and now I cut them off. If you come into my life and you bring a whole lot of drama, you're constantly stirring up conflict in my world with people in my world. You are a manipulator. You are a liar. You are a gaslighter. I will not let you stay in my life. period. That is the quickest way out of my life, is to not listen to what I'm saying, especially if I'm a leader in your life, right? On my staff, like I used to let people stay on my staff and just cause infection. I don't do it no more. I just get rid of them because it's not who I am. So let's talk about it, y'all. How do we master our emotions, right? I want to hit this point first. Think about why you act mean. All right. I can't believe I waited 10 minutes to finally get into this, but I hope y'all haven't left me yet, because this is going to be a great teaching. I want you to think about why you act mean. Think about it right now. Many people are mean to others in order to feel better about themselves. They're mean to other people in order to feel better about themselves. However, this approach may not really be effective, especially if you want to be nicer to others. You might lash out at someone, feel better in the moment, but then feel bad about yourself later for lashing out. Other reasons that you're being mean may include you cannot handle your own negative emotions, so you lash out at others. Your ego feels threatened, so you are mean as a form of defense. Your ego feels threatened, so you are mean as a form of defense. Here's number three. You envy someone else's life or their accomplishments, so you want to hurt them. Now, don't turn me off yet just because maybe you're none of these. Keep listening, y'all. The next one is you are projecting your own negative feelings about yourself on someone else. So you're projecting your own negative, which was me. You're projecting your own negative feelings about yourself on someone else. Here's another one. You are trying to make yourself feel unique or distinct from other people by distinguishing differences between you in a mean way. That's powerful, ain't it? It's powerful. So I want you to think about why are you acting mean? Maybe you don't act mean, but just keep listening because we're talking about mastering emotions today. So think about why you're being mean. Number two, realize that your thoughts, your feelings, and actions are connected. Realize that your thoughts, feelings, and actions are connected. It can be very difficult to determine what is a thought and what is a feeling. Okay, what is a thought and what is a feeling? In fact, the two interrelate, really. The two interrelate. Your thoughts affect your feelings. So your feelings, in turn, affect your actions, right? Thus, if you want to change your actions or words, you can start by first changing your thoughts, right? So here's an example. Let me give you an example. If you think, man, this guy is an idiot, then you may feel frustrated talking to him, right? And that will come across in your words and actions. If, however, you think this person needs to learn more about this topic, you might be more inclined to teach him, and your increased patience will come through your words, right? This is how come I'm so careful about letting people tell me things about other people. Because whether we like to believe it or not, we listen to what they're saying. And we always hear, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. It's a lie from the pit of hell. When someone plants a negative seed about someone in our mind, we think it. And then when we think it, it comes out of our mouth in our tone, right? So we're walking around not liking people that we ain't even met or we've never even encountered, right? So we got to remember that even when you feel that you cannot control your thoughts or your feelings, you can always choose how to act, right? Each time you speak or act, you are making a choice about what words and actions you use. I am so careful with this. My mama always tells me, think about what you're thinking about. So now I think about it before I say it. You know, I used to just, man, I used to just say whatever. Now I'm very cautious about what I say, and I'm sure it came with maturity. And here's number three. You got to gain control of your emotions before you speak. You got to gain control of your emotions before you speak, all right? If you are speaking to someone and feel as though you are about to be mean to them, you got to give yourself time to think before you respond. Y'all, literally last night, I'm giving all of my mentees examples. Like somebody's like, well, what do I say? I just cuss them out. I just can't. I said, you need to look at them and say, God is working on me. Because delivery is everything. Say, God is working on me. Now, I want to cuss you out right now, but God is working on me. And instead of getting in my flesh, if you don't mind, give me a few minutes to get myself together so I don't hurt you in the process of me being emotional. See how easy that is? That person's going to be so thankful, right? So think before you respond. You are more likely to give the person a productive response and less likely to be mean, y'all, if you allow yourself to use reason first, right? So if you're feeling very angry, you're feeling resentful, you're feeling hurt, you're feeling sad, you may want to wait to talk to others, right? Just take a break, man. Pump the doggone brakes, because these emotions can stand in the way of positive communication and cause you to lash out at someone else. Y'all, I literally am so in tune with myself that when I'm thinking weird, I will literally think, what day is it? Because I know I'm a woman. And I mean, I know there's probably a lot of men listening to this, but women, every 28 days, we got this thing called a cycle, right? We go cuckoo crazy, like cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And we don't think right. And so give us about, you know, 4 or 5 days. That's a long time, but it's true. We all do it. And this is, some of you ladies need to just send me an email and thank me, because your husbands are like, what in the heck is wrong with you? We are, it's called being a woman. But I will always think, and usually when I'm thinking stupid, it's around that time every month. And I just pump the brakes. I stop. I don't make any major decisions. I don't judge myself. I'm easier on myself, right? And so learn to think about what you're thinking about. Here's number four. We're talking about getting free from your doggone emotions today. Number four, keep a be nice journal. Y'all, if y'all listen to me, I'm gonna have you so free. Keep a be nice journal. Write entries about how you interacted with people throughout the day. And if you had incidents in which you were mean, try to recall details about who you were mean to, why you think you were mean, what you said, and what events led up to the incident. If you were able to be nice to others, particularly in situations in which your tendency would normally be to be mean, then reward yourself for good behavior. Y'all, this stuff works. So basically what we're doing is, when we're keeping a be nice journal, is we're building a conversation of journal entries about your meanness. It can help you identify whether there are people, events, or environments that seem to trigger your tendencies to act mean. And basically, identifying your triggers gives you the opportunity to work towards improving in those situations in the future. Ain't that simple? It works. Identifying your triggers gives you the opportunity to work towards improving in those situations in the future. Yeah. Here's another way. Here's another point that I want you to write down for dealing with your emotions, man. Dealing with your meanness is cultivate a sense of humor. All right. Cultivate a sense of humor. Being able to laugh easily. Some of y'all ain't laughed in forever, man. You got a constant scowl, just a mean mug on your face, right? Being able to laugh easily with people, not at people, can help humor override your tendencies to be mean. If you are beginning to feel impatient and you think, you know, you might be mean to someone, try to find a reason to laugh. Just laugh for no reason. Finding humor in a situation or getting yourself laughing about something else, y'all, it can diffuse the situation by actually changing your body's chemical reaction from anger or negativity to humor. Y'all, it works. It works. Here's another tip for you, all right, to master your emotions. Sleep well at night. You need to get plenty of sleep, at least 7 hours, y'all. 7 or 8. Every night, you got to have sleep to thrive, right? Being sleep deprived can contribute to a wide, wide range of really health problems, including the inability to manage emotions properly. So getting adequate sleep can help you have the patience and understanding to be nice to others regardless of your emotional state, right? If you have a chronic sleep problem, go talk to your doctor. Right? Talk to somebody. I mean, listen, make dietary changes. Get rid of some, stop talking to certain people late at night that make your blood pressure go up, right? Don't drink caffeine. I don't drink caffeine past 2, right? I don't eat sugar ever. I literally made lifestyle changes to be better. And such as, reduce looking at social media before you go to sleep. I'm serious. Turn everything off in your room. I turn everything off because while you're sleeping, your spirit man's still awake, right? So be careful. Read the Bible. Y'all want to fall asleep? Read your Bible. The devil don't want you to read your Bible. You'll be asleep after the second sentence. For real. Here's another tip for mastering your emotions. Meditate before potentially stressful events or conversations. Pray. Get quiet. Right? My meditation is, I just get quiet, man. I turn on some worship, not words, but worship instrumental music. It helps you regulate your emotions, which can help you be nicer. If you're feeling as though you might be unkind to someone due to feeling angry or impatient, give yourself a little mental refresher through stopping and breathing and turning on some, you know, just instrumental worship. Find a private, quiet place. Go in the bathroom stall at your job. Right? And then follow these things that I'm about to tell you to do. Breathe deeply and slowly. Deep breaths can slow your heart rate and make you feel so much calmer. Your breaths should be deep enough that your belly extends outward. Yeah. And then in, then breathe in your breath, right? Picture like a golden white light filling your body as you breathe in and breathe out. Picture that light filling and relaxing your mind. When you breathe out, visualize dark, muddy colors just leaving your body. Just that nastiness of the pressure that you're walking through. Once you're calm from just spending quiet time with God, with yourself, you're gonna feel more ready to speak to others in a kind way. You are, right? You got to realize, guys, that meanness and all of that, it comes from within. It comes from within. And most people act mean towards others when they themselves feel threatened. right? They feel demeaned or they feel bullied, and realizing that when you act mean, it's really your issue and it's not someone else's. Nobody else can determine how to help you either. Whether your mean words or behavior or an appropriate situation, you got to just learn to master your emotions. I always say, get out of your feelings and get into some healing, right? You got to develop empathy. Like, empathy can help you make, it really can. It can help you make being kind to others a priority. Right? Empathy can take the form of misunderstanding another's perspective, feeling distress at the plight of another person, and being able to relate the emotions of another. Whichever approach you take, be sure that you focus on understanding and relating to the people that you are speaking to, right? Here's another great point. Visualize a role model. Find someone whose words and actions inspire you, and imagine how she or he would act or what he or she would say in a given situation. Then try to emulate that type of communication yourself. Here's something else I want y'all to do this week. Smile at people. Smile at people. Smiling at people can make you seem nicer. People will likely smile back at you, and you may find that you cultivate friendships more easily, right? Smiling can also help you feel happier, right? It makes you feel happier. It does. It just literally makes you feel happier. Acting happy with good posture and a big smile can actually boost your mood. It boosts your thoughts and your feelings, and they respond to the action of smiling. I look at my picture sometimes when I'm preaching, and I'm like, oh, because I get so intense. So I intentionally, lately, have been smiling when I'm preaching because I don't want to look mean, right? Here's another one. Use positive body language. So communication is not all about words. Your words can be completely polite while your body language or actions are communicating negativity toward others. All right? Negative feelings toward others may be present in your body. And guess what? Guess what, y'all? They send a signal to others that you are unpleasant. Yeah. So to have more neutral body language, you may want to try using progressive muscle relaxation. For real, y'all, you're going to laugh at this, but this is what I do. A process by which you tense and then release all the muscles in your body. This can remove negativity or stress from your body as well as your mind. Seriously. All right? Here's another one. Use assertive expression of your feelings when necessary. So rather than expressing yourself passively, being angry without saying anything, or aggressively exploding in a way that may seem horrible, try assertive communication. So to practice assertive expression, use the facts involved. All right, not exaggerated by emotions. So practice assertive expression, right? Use the facts involved to communicate request, not demands, request of others in a respectful way. So you got to communicate clearly and express your feelings effectively so that everyone's needs are met. I always say this, communication kills assumption. Here's an example for assertive expression of your feelings. Okay, here's what I'm talking about. For example, if your tendency would be to yell at your spouse for not folding your laundry the way you like, you could try assertive expression instead. All right, you might say, man, baby, I appreciate your helping me by doing laundry, but it frustrates me that you fold my pants in a way that causes them to wrinkle. I feel unprofessional while wearing wrinkled pants at work. I would really, really appreciate it if you would fold them more carefully, or if you would just let me wash and fold my own laundry. See? You see? It helps. And here's a way, y'all, as I'm finishing up. Here's a good way to improve your overall mood. Do something you enjoy. Do something you enjoy. Taking care of yourself by indulging in activities that make you happy can help you be nicer to others as well. So doing something you enjoy can improve your mood by distracting you from a bad mood. If you can control your mood, you are more likely to make reasoned decisions. That's right, not emotional ones. All right? And here's another one. Give yourself some time alone. Give yourself some time alone, particularly y'all, if you're an introvert. You may need to make time alone with yourself from time to time. And this can help you be nicer to others because you will feel more refreshed. This can be of particular benefit if your loved ones are recipients of your bad moods and your bad behavior and your mean behavior. Taking a break from them is going to help you be nicer to them. Sometimes, y'all, you might even find yourself being mean because you're emotionally overwhelmed. I used to be like that. If that happens, you might need to take a break from the people you are around all the time, right? Take a bath every night. Just let your husband know and your kids know, y'all want me to do this because y'all want me to be nicer. I know y'all do, and I'm sorry I've been stressed, right? Then maybe you want to read a book. Watch your favorite television show. Just do something that makes you happier, right? Exercise. Exercising makes you feel so much better. It makes you happier, right? And then eat healthy meals. Start changing the way you're eating, man. When I took out y'all know I just lost 55 pounds in the last 4 months. I stopped eating sugar and I stopped eating past 7. I felt like $1 million, right? I don't eat carbs. I'm just so much happier. So being happy can make you feel, being hungry can make you feel real irritable. So maybe you need a snack. Maybe you get hangry, right? But eat nutritional meals. Eat things that make you happy. You know, include like whole grains and fruits and vegetables and protein to your diet. Avoid fat-free and overprocessed stuff. I used to eat Twizzlers, fat-free Twizzlers. Think they were fat-free. They were full of sugar. Right? Anti-inflammatory foods and those things containing omega-3 fatty acids may particularly contribute to you feeling happier, right? So specific foods that fall in this category, man, eat greens, eat avocado, eat asparagus, eat Walgreens, eat dark chocolate, green tea, yeah, and then get you some friends and I'm done. If you ain't got no friends, get in my inner circle. Go right now and get in my inner circle. Every 6 months, January 14th and 15th and June 4th and 5th, y'all all come to Atlanta and hang with me for 3 days. I got introverts that literally have become family with each other. They go on vacation throughout the year together. Get you some friends. Go to innercircle.realtalkkim.com. Innercircle.realtalkkim.com and get in my inner circle. I'm telling you, we will help you have a tribe. You may be venting your frustrations on others because you feel isolated. So spending time with friends in person can be a great way to improve your mood if you are feeling disconnected from others, right? You may not have friends, but you can have friends from the inner circle. Yep. Right there in your social media, right there in your phones, you have friends right there. All right. If you're unable to get together in person, talk on the phone with friends. Do what you got to do. It's gonna improve your moods. Well, y'all, I just pray this blessed y'all so much. I thoroughly enjoy this podcast because I think a lot of us are a little moody and mean, and we just don't know what to do. And so I pray this helped you today. I love you guys so much. Thank you for being a part of my world. Share this with somebody because you know what? I think we all want peace in our lives, and sometimes, you know, life is just hard, and so it's overwhelming. And so somebody may need to hear this today. This may be someone's link to Feeling Free. All right. So share this with someone. Make sure you leave me some good reviews. I love you guys so much. I'm Real Talk Kim. Stay connected to me at realtalkkim.com. And come to my church if you're ever in Atlanta, across from Whitewater High School, Limitless Church, Fayetteville. I love you guys. You can get my books and all my merch. I got great clothing, everything on my website and my store at realtalkkim.com. I love you. I mean it. And there ain't nothing you can do about it. I love your back, your side, your front, your top, your bottom. And I believe in you. Love you guys. See y'all next week. Thank you.